Hi, babe. How's it going? Yeah? You wanted to talk to me about something? Oh, no, you are saying I wanted to talk to you about something. Right. Yeah, that was this morning. Yeah, I kind of was hoping you'd have forgotten about that. No, I mean, it's nothing serious or anything. I just, what did I say exactly? That it was something important and I wanted to share how I felt about us. Okay. Yeah, I think I kind of remember I was tipsy, wasn't I? Yeah? Yeah, damn. Okay, tipsy me doesn't always make the best decisions, but, you know, I guess I have to own up to it. Yeah, so why, I was really hoping you'd have forgotten about that. It's really not a big deal. I just, okay, you, please, sit down. I don't know why I thought this was a good idea. I'm sorry, I'm making this out to be a lot more absurd and out of proportion than it really is. But the fact of the matter, I can't even talk. The fact of the matter is that I realized the other day, that, or I should say that night, I think I was ready to do something really dangerous. Something I wouldn't normally do, but liquid courage, you know? Or it's not even the liquid courage, it's, I guess I figured out it's you gives me courage. Not even at parties or just anytime, anywhere, when you're with me, when you're not with me. Here with you, I always have courage. I always feel daring, and you make me feel things that I've never felt before. I know it's cheesy, but it's true. And it's... I think it. I made it out to be this huge, like, declaration. It definitely feels a little different sober. But I wanted to say that I'm gonna give you my heart. I know, it sounds crazy, I know, but it feels right. And I mean, I say that like it's a conscious decision, like I'm gonna give you my heart, but honestly, I feel like you've had it for a while. It's giving is scary though. Giving it to you is scary. Letting someone else be in control. Or I shouldn't say control, but just letting someone else take the reins every once in a while. So please be gentle with it. Be gentle with me. It's not really a part of me that I share too often. Please treat it well. It's been hurt a few times before, and you might still be able to see a few bruises. I've tried my best to protect it. you know, everyone falls in love that first time, and they do all that crazy stuff, and are willing to risk themselves, and either the first time ends up being the first and last, or the first time ends somehow. And I spent a really long time trying to figure out whether or not if I'd ever be the same again. And you know, I came to the conclusion that it doesn't have to be the same, and I don't want it to be the same, because I'm already different. I'm different from who I was back then, and that led me to you, and and I've made a few mistakes, and I figured out more of myself. Eventually, you happened to me, and you're like the best fucking thing that ever happened to me. And I can't stop myself from giving it to you, because I love you. And I didn't realize it until you said it a couple minutes ago. But I guess I do. With all my heart. And so I have to give it to you because it's already yours. As much as I want to protect myself and I want to live under the impression that I'm able to protect myself, the thing is, I think my heart knew before my brain did that you were the right person. I can't hold myself back from you. I need you. And I can't deny that anymore. And the fact that you need me too is, it's so humbling that someone as amazing and caring and thoughtful as you would be willing to accept my heart, and that someone like you would want my heart so you can take it. Just take it all. Just take it all. Take everything that I'm giving you, and I will take everything that you give me. And that's it, you know? As scared as I am to give it, I want you to have it. I know its rightful place is right in your hand. And if I don't put it there, then the distance between us will never really close, and you'll never be able to truly know me. I don't even truly know myself, and here I am trying to show you everything. You always thought it was weird that I didn't like rom-coms, right? It's because they were too happy, and they're not believable. Because so many times, love is so ugly. And I'm not saying that our love is ugly. But I see myself being real with you. And letting myself be ugly with you. Because through that, even through all of that, I trust that you'll see me for who I am. And even in those times you call me beautiful, and I didn't think that love was capable of that. You know, I don't like the rom-coms, and I like watching all of the sad movies because in my mind, I was afraid to let myself go. And in some ways, even seeing, like, an ugly, unhappy ending, at least that meant that, like, they had been there. And they had been happy. And they had loved fully. And I don't know what I'm trying to say. I guess I just... You're like, you are the realest love that I've ever had. And if you crush my heart, then so be it. Because I don't think I will ever feel anything as strongly as I do for you. As I do right now. Because we're worth it. Because you're worth the risk. And because we're worth the risk. And because your love will always be worth the risk. And I want you to know that. And I want you to know that I love you. And I want you to know that your love makes me feel like a fucking superhuman being. And you let me be so raw and so open, knowing that even if I show that you'll be able to catch me, and that it's not anything that's abnormal. And and most of my life, I've just been living, like, I just feel shallow all the time. Like, I have to pretend to feel less and be less. And just hide and disguise myself, and I don't need to do any of that with you. I don't need to do any of that with you. And this, God, I'm scared of fucking sounding too heavy. Because, you know, this really isn't a step that I can take lightly. But it's a step that I really want to take. And I want to know. And I want you to know my heart, and I want your heart, and I want you, and I want your soul, and I want your body. More than, like, anything, more than anything I've ever wanted before. And you can only know my heart if I give it to you. So please, please, darling, take my heart tonight. Please take it, knowing I give it willingly, that I want to be yours. All I ask is that you be kind to it, you know, water it a couple times a day, put it out in the sun once in a while to let it grow. Be kind to it, and I promise to be the same with your heart. And your body. And your stomach. And I wanna keep it safe, and I wanna keep you safe. And it sounds like we're getting married, but I don't see the harm in speaking our vows every once in a while. Unofficially or officially. Just to remind ourselves that it's good. That you're good. That we're good. And that I'll treasure it. Treasure all of your heart. Because it's part of you. It's a part of you, and it's a part of what makes you you. And I don't think there's anything that I would ever want to change. And even if you do change, and I change, and, like, we change into different people, like, it's, we change together, and we'll grow together, and I see us growing together. Oh God, fuck. That's really, I've never let myself think that before. I don't think I've ever seen myself old with another person beside me. Because I was taught to be, you know, like self-sufficient and shit, but I finally found someone to rely on, and I hope that's okay. I know that it's scary, but we love each other too much to turn back now. It's the point of no return. So, my baby, my darling, please just be with me right here, right now, at this moment, with no more masks and no more guarding, just us together, two hearts beating as one. I don't know if I could have said that. That wasn't eloquent at all, but maybe I would have been able to say it more eloquently when I was drunk. But there you have it. That's what I wanted to tell you. That's what I've been wanting to tell you. What I've been wanting to tell you for a really long time. That you're wonderful, and I love your guts. And I love you. And I love you. I love you so much. Thank you for taking me.